This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Spain, the indictment of eight men accused of being members of the Al-Qaeda network provides the clearest picture yet of how the organization may have operated. A Spanish magistrate heading up the case says that the Madrid-based cell is believed to be directly linked with the preparation and development of the attacks on September 11th. Their detention represents a significant break in the European investigations. From Madrid, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
In the indictment signed by Judge Baltazar Garzon, he declares that he is leveling as many charges against each of the eight accused as there were victims in the attacks on the United States. The 23-page document details how the Spanish-based cell existed to serve Al-Qaeda. The court document outlines how the group recruited Muslims to fight in a worldwide jihad that led some to Bosnia and others to Afghanistan. It says the cell helped set up terrorist training camps as far away as Indonesia and established an elaborate scheme to steal credit cards as a means to finance itself and the Al-Qaeda terror network. Gustavo de Aristegui is a deputy in the Spanish Congress and one of its leading authorities on Islamist terrorism. He says where some groups use drugs, this cell used petty crime to fund itself.
Not only did they finance their own needs, but they send money to their organizations out of the profits that they made with this network of credit card forging and credit card fraud.
While the indictment sent eight men to prison without bail, the court order centers on the activities of one man, Imad Idin Barakat Yarbas. Also known as Abu Dada, he was the leader of the Spanish cell. His alleged travels, contacts, and communications are meant to draw the nexus between his group and Al-Qaeda and the lethal hijackings in the United States. The court said he sent recruits from Spain to Pakistan, who were then clandestinely dispatched to bin Laden's training camps in Afghanistan. The court said in recent years, Abu Dada visited Britain, Belgium, Denmark, Turkey, Yemen, Indonesia, and Germany with no apparent economic means. The indictment says his phone number was found in a diary discovered in an apartment in Hamburg, once used by an associate of bin Laden. Mohammed Atta, the hijacker who flew the plane into the World Trade Towers, also once lived there. The court points out that Atta had been in Spain before going to the U.S. to take part in the attacks. The evidence presented by the Spanish magistrate stretches back to 1996, raising questions about why the cell wasn't shut down earlier. Interior Minister Mariano Rajoy today rejected any notion that Spain has allowed fundamentalist terrorists to flourish.
I don't agree with that perception. People close to this sort of Islamic terrorism have been arrested in the United States, in Germany, in Italy and Belgium.
Congressman Gustavo de Aristegui says fundamentalists come to Spain because they can melt into the large Muslim immigrant population. He says the fact the indicted cell has been operating in Spain for 6 years shouldn't come as a surprise.
Terrorism is very much about patience, which means that democracies fighting terrorism, democracies that are the main victims of terrorism, have to be as patient or even more. This is a chess game. And what this game really is about is that democracies and democratic governments have to be games and not plays ahead of them.
The charges brought in Spain came after hours of interrogation by Judge Garzon. The magistrate, who is best known for his aggressive pursuit of former Chilean leader Augusto Pinochet, also quoted several intercepted phone conversations in his indictment. In August and September, Abu Dada is said to have talked with an Al-Qaeda operative identified as Shakur in what the court calls cryptic language, meant to refer to the attacks of September 11th. Shakur tells Dada, "In these moments, I'm doing one thing. I'm giving classes." He adds, "We've entered the field of aviation, and we've even cut the throat of the bird." Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Madrid.